This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, many years ago, the Social Security number was claimed to be the mark of the beast spoken of in the book of Revelation. More recently, the mark of the beast is rumored to be a microchip implanted under the skin. Just what is the mark of the beast, and what difference does it make if someone has it or not?
Well, let's deal with the last part first. As far as having it or not, the Bible warns against it. We'll go to the book of Revelation, chapter 14, starting in verse 9. God's word says, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he will drink of the wrath of God, which will be poured out in full strength from the cup of his indignation. He'll be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels. And the smoke of the torment ascends forever and ever. They have no rest day or night, those who worship the beast or whoever receives the mark of his name. So obviously Christians are not to have this mark, so the Bible tells us not to do it. Now, many people have pointed to different things possibly being the mark of the beast. One thing that to talk about, we'll get to, would be the cross as a mark of the beast. And the reality is, the final beast will utilize technology, but I've speculated if something as familiar as some type of cross could be the mark of the beast.
Well, then how did the cross, which may be the mark of the beast, come to be associated with Christianity?
Well, that took a bit of time, because originally crosses came from Egypt. A few years ago, I saw this statue that was supposed to be Emperor Constantine's mother, Helena. She was carrying a cross inside the Cathedral of Barcelona in Spain. And this, the whole Constantine and his mother were really big ones about getting this in here. You know, I was looking at something from Biblical Archaeological Society, and they said that scholars figure that the first time that they started to see things, like a crucifix, was like 400 years after Jesus was killed. And they said there was a depiction of some kind of a cross in a third century gem that depicts Jesus being dead, but it's got an inscription with various Egyptian magical words. So we know Christians weren't doing that. And it's actually, the Biblical Archaeological Society says it was from Constantine's adoption of the cross that it became a preeminent symbol for his version of Christianity. Basically, what happened was he was going to fight something called the Battle of Milvian Bridge back in 312 AD. He prayed for victory. His prayer supposedly was answered. He saw some cross of light in the sky. Supposedly it says, conquer by this. And now that's not the only vision he had. A couple years before, he had a vision of the sun god Apollo. But he directed his soldiers to put crosses on the outside of their shields. And he endorsed the cross. He won battle, by the way. And so he concluded it was divine intervention.
Okay.
Now, Constantine didn't create the symbol of the cross, but he adopted it as a new symbol for his empire. And again, this is from Biblical Archaeological Society says this. And so when we see it depicted in other places, later, it was no longer considered an offensive image, but initially, by the way, it was. Early Christians and faithful Christians, by the way, never adopted the cross as some type of thing to venerate or a symbol. Now, the type of cross Constantine claimed to see is called the Labarum cross, and it's basically made of the two Greek letters, a chi and a rho, and that became a certain type of cross. And this is the type of thing that people such as the of Plato used, and the heretic known as Justin Martyr used. We know that the chi rho existed from the time of the pagan philosopher Plato, and that's what was adopted by Constantine centuries after Jesus died. And it was his mother, Constantine's mother Helena, who later claimed to find a piece of Jesus's cross. And this helped popularize this in the empire.
So What about the Bible saying Jesus was crucified on a cross?
Well, actually, that's a mistranslation. The word translated as cross, staros, the Greek word, it only means a stake or a post. In time, people just assumed it meant a cross because it's Constantine and all the rest. But it doesn't say anything in the Bible about an actual cross being used.
Huh, okay. So have any Roman Catholics warned about the cross as possibly being the mark of the beast?
Well, yes, actually. There's a couple of them. There's a priest by the name of Huchedi in the 19th century who said the Antichrist is going to make all bear a sign in the right arm and the forehead. Okay. He says, with this sign, what's it going to be? And he says that some Catholic commentators think it's going to be the Chi Rho cross. And no one can buy or sell without this mark, he wrote. Okay, so that's from a Catholic priest. Then there's a countess by the name of Francesca de Biliante. She died in 1935. She said many in this land will carry the hooked cross on their forehead or their breast, not suspecting that this is a sign of Satan. So this is interesting because you've got a cross being a symbol of future Antichrist beast power. And by the way, the book this was printed in has an official imprimatur from a Catholic, Roman Catholic bishop. And so there have been people who've been wondering about this. And again, the reality is certain Catholic writings think it might be good, but some are warning it could be bad.
So are there any other Catholic writings then that take a different view?
Oh, yes. There's things that, you know, what happened under Constantine, by the way, early Christians were not militaristic. Constantine got his people, he called them Christians, and they started to kill, but that's different from early Christianity. Well, to take this a couple of steps further, there was a Roman Catholic, St. Francis of de Paul, in the 15th century, who says that somebody's going to rise up called a great monarch, and he's going to lead holy men, he calls the holy cross bearers of Jesus. And they're going to destroy the Muslims and the rest of the infidels. And he's supposed to rise up. And according to this particular writing, this will be the last religious order of the Roman Catholic Church and be the best one. They're going to destroy tyrants and heretics. And these so-called holy cross bearers will reign the world until the end of the time. So that's what they're saying. He also says that this time, this order will be so good that this will encourage Roman Catholics. Now, there's a Saint Bridget of Sweden who died in 1373. He also says that this leader is going to rise up with a cross and destroy the Jews and the Muslims.
Really?
Then they've got Anne Catherine Emmerich, from 1820, who said that the citizens and peasants will be marked on their forehead with a red cross, and they're going to go and destroy those who don't have a cross.
So the followers of Constantine's religion have prophesied that they will conquer by sword those that do not carry the cross. What about the original church founded by Jesus Christ? Did any of them see issues with the Constantinians and crosses?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, there's a work that came from the history of Armenia from around in the 11th century. And there were people who were opposed to the Greco-Roman Catholics. And they said that the Greco-Roman Catholics worship God as an idol because they honor the sign of the cross. And in Italy and elsewhere, there were these people called the Patarines, and they called the adoration of the cross by the Roman Catholics the mark of the beast. You can find that in Jones's History of the Christian Church. Furthermore, Philip Schaff said that the Cathari renounced priestly vestments and crosses as idolatrous. They called the cross the mark of the beast. The Catholic Encyclopedia, by the way, about a group called the Paulicians, says they honored not the cross, But since given, Paulicians have been described as the survival of early and pure Christianity, godly folk who held to the gospel. And we trace ourselves through that. And interestingly, even famous Sir Isaac Newton claimed that the mark of the beast actually was three crosses. And he says his mark is cross, cross, cross. His name is Latinos. His number, his name is 666. And so that's what Isaac Newton said.
Okay, so what is some more recent news about Constantine's cross-based religion?
Well, it's not super recent, but there was one who claimed to be, that said, somebody supposedly claiming to be Mary in 1946 in Germany said that my sign's about to reveal to the world, a Trinity will be adored by all. I will impose crosses on my children that will be heavy and deep as the sea because I love them. So be prepared to bear the cross. So kind of tying in with those other Catholic prophecies about people wearing crosses are going to do bad things. And in 1958, Matas Lasuto of Czechoslovakia, who claimed to see Mary, said, all my children will receive and carry the cross on their foreheads. But, you know, the Bible doesn't advocate this. So basically, according to Greco-Roman mystics and authors, a persecuting power is going to have some type of a cross. And according to at least one Catholic priest, this is a, seems to be a sign of the Antichrist. And it certainly may be an important symbol for the beasts of Revelation 13 and their followers.
It seems like there would also have to be some sort of government support or backing for this religion-based beast. Are we starting to see some activity in governments that would indicate support of crosses?
Yeah, back in 2018, Bavaria put in a new premier. His name was Markus Söder, and he announced that all the buildings would have crosses in them. And people said, well, this is religious. He says, oh, no, this is not just religious. This is politics. You know, our military symbol is a cross. This has got various ramifications throughout Europe. And so, no, we will have it. Furthermore, and also in 2018, people started to promote something called an ecumenical cross. And this ecumenical cross basically says that they want unity. And basically, people are saying, we can use a cross as a symbol of unity because the pagans have used it, the Roman Catholics have used it, the Greek Orthodox have used it, the Protestants have used it, and so they think this would be a good thing. Now, since the beast power is going to be European, it makes sense that a cross could be something that would be pushed. You know, since most people do not realize that crosses were not the original symbols of Christians, most won't see any risk associated with using crosses or other certain images.
Does the Word of God have any warnings about the mark of the beast?
Well, I read some, but let's go to Revelation 16, starting verse 1. Bible warns. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowl of wrath of God on earth. So the first went and poured out his bowl on the earth. A foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshiped his image. Now, why would they do these kinds of things? Because they're going to be deceived. The Apostle Paul was inspired right in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. The Bible also says that Satan's ministers look like angels of light. So if something like a cross is the mark of the beast, people are going to say, oh, no, this is a good thing. So be careful. Do not be deceived. Crosses are not symbols for true Christianity.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal and written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.